since this is just a casual ramble fap, I'm gonna preface this by saying that I'm using my least favorite setting on my vibrator. It's my least favorite because it's like, I don't know how to explain it. I guess it's like a crescendo from the lowest setting to the highest, which is why I'm talking funny, because it's very hard to focus. That's one of the reasons why it's my least favorite. I'm a very focused masturbator, I guess, and I'm trying to focus, especially right now, on my words. But it's not easy. So it's not my least favorite because it feels bad. It's my least favorite because it makes things the most difficult and annoying. But I thought that it might be hot to listen to. Oh, this sucks. It feels good, but it also sucks. So, if I can remember what I wanted to talk about, that would be great. Right. I wanted to talk about BDSM, which is a pretty broad spectrum. And there's a lot of facets to it that people don't even realize are BDSM until someone tells them, or they figure it out on the internet, usually. But I want to talk about the aspect of BDSM that sort of involves the animalistic sort of portion of our brain, that sort of hind brain, lizard brain. I like to call it lizard brain. Fuck, this is hard. I think when people think of BDSM, they think about doms and subs, they think about bondage, gags, but there is a sort of prey versus predator facet of BDSM that I don't think people talk about enough. I don't know if people do it enough, or I mean, I don't know, is it just, it can't be just me that's into it, but I have so many of these fantasies where it's not like I'm turned on by the actual, by any of the actual acts. I think I'm just turned on, I don't know, I guess by the situation. Well, let me explain. Let me start from the top. If it's even possible to keep my brain straight right now. Okay, so I guess one of my fantasies is like, this is going to sound so crazy. I'm nervous. Okay. So, my fantasy is kind of like, I'm in the woods, and I'm just sort of minding my own business, and then it's kind of like I'm a deer, you know, like I hear a twig snap behind me and I turn really fast and I want to run. I don't even know if there's something there yet, but I want to run. And just from that twig snap, I know that I'm being hunted. I'm being hunted for a purpose. I don't know. I don't know what it is about that that just drives me crazy. I don't want to be a lone deer in some hunter's crosshairs, but a lone girl in some guy's crosshairs? It's a little better. I just love the thought of running away. On someone chasing me and knowing that if they catch me, I'm so petite. If I can run away, then I've escaped, but once they catch me, it's all over. I can't fight. Too little, too helpless. Something about that turns me on too. I know that's terrible, but just thinking about how helpless I am. There's nothing I can do if you catch me. I'm just at your mercy and have to deal with whatever you're going to do to me. If you're going to grab me, hold me down, force me open. And fuck me, then that's what's gonna happen if that's what you want, because I can't stop you. There's nothing I can do. I know that's horrible. That is not a fantasy that any decent woman would have. But I just fucking love it. It's different than it's different than my usual rape fantasies. There's no I don't know, there's just this aspect of almost conformity, of conforming to this animal instinct that I have to run when I'm in danger, and an animal instinct that you have to chase me down, to grab me. To get me into whatever position you want, whatever you like best, and just hold me in it, and fuck me, and fuck me, and fuck me until you're finished. And that's what I have to wait for. I just have to wait for you to finish. There's nothing I can do. Oh my god. Another reason I hate this vibrator setting is because I can't really come. You know, it's like I'm just kept at the edge for a really long time. As soon as I think I'm gonna come, it goes back down to that really low setting where I can barely feel it. Fuck. Oh god, fuck, yes. But I want to try to come with the setting on because I think it'll be really fucking hot. To hear me torture myself. The other thing I really love about that fantasy is that there's no one to blame, you know? I can't get mad at you. I can't tell anybody. It's just instinct. It's prey and predator. It's the birds and the bees. There's no use complaining about it or even thinking about it afterwards, after you're done with me. I could tell someone the story, but who cares? It's just animal instinct. The hunter and the hunted. Tale as old as time. It's boring. In the animal kingdom, a story of rape is very, very boring. Too common to be intriguing. Too natural to really raise anyone's eyebrow. Oh, so after you're done with me, you zip up, you leave, you do whatever. Oh, I'm just left there to deal with it. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh. Your little prey. Yours for a moment. Oh, and then never even thought of again. Because you're just driven by this instinct to grab what you like, hold it down, and shove yourself inside of its holes. And in that moment, that's all I am. Oh, maybe that's all I am forever. You see something with holes and you just chase it, catch it, hold it down. Oh, rape it till you're finished. Oh, and then leave. Most likely to replenish until you can do it again. And my job, I guess, is to... in this very small ecosystem that I've created in my mind, I suppose my job, while you're replenishing... is to look appetizing. Right? I mean, in the animal kingdom, what, I've got to fatten myself up off the local flora and fauna? Look good to you? And then let my guard down. Just for a second. Just long enough for you to take notice. Maybe get a drink of water. That's usually a terrible mistake. Fuck, I want to come so bad, but I don't think my vibrator will let me. Oh, God, fuck. Oh, but I've been having this fantasy so often, and I thought it was so weird, and like... It's so weird to me. Oh, and then I remembered that I took that stupid BDSM test a long time ago. And like one or two questions talked about... feeling as if you're prey while you're fucking. Or feeling like you want to be a predator. You know, what do you prefer? Hunting someone or being hunted? And I mean, come on, what was my answer? Being hunted, obviously. I am just a sub in every way. It's almost embarrassing at this point. I think I have to change the setting. I just can't live like this. Oh, it's too soft. And then so hard. And then too soft again. But that's what I've just really been craving lately. Been craving someone to just sniff me out, hunt me down, and just wordlessly grab me while I'm running away, while I'm trying to run away, and just hold me down. Oh my god, fuck. Oh, I just need to be grabbed and held down and fucked. Maybe trying to push you away. Maybe bent over so there's just no way I can try to push or grab you. I can't even look into your eyes. I can't even plead. I can't even look into your eyes and plead with you to let me go. Oh, and even if I did, again, what am I begging for, really? Begging for you to not do what comes natural? Oh, how silly would that be? Oh, how silly would I look? Trying to get you to stop doing, what nature tells you to do. Oh, God, fuck, I hate edging. Yes, fuck yes. Oh, hold me down. Oh, just do what comes naturally, baby. Oh, it's just instinct. Oh, it's just instinct for a big, strong predator. to hold down tiny, petite, weak little prey like me. Oh, and take what you want. Take what you need. Take what you need. I know you need it. Just take it. Oh God, I can't even fight you. Fuck, I'm so pathetic and weak. Fuck, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. it's low, but oh god, and then it goes up high again. Oh my god, that was awful. Oh my god, I'm never doing that again. Oh fuck. That was 1 out of 10. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. Okay, I'm kind of kidding. I'm kind of kidding. It was shitty, like, but it was, like, you know. You know how a torturous orgasm is. Oh my god. Oh, I hated that, but. Okay, I might be persuaded to do it again. Someday. Not tomorrow. But someday. Oh, I hope you enjoyed that. Oh, I hate that setting. Why do vibrators even have that? I paid good money for a vibrator that has that stupid fucking setting. Okay, why am I complaining? It made me come. Fair enough. All right. Until next time. Mm-hmm.